Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:05 on March the 8th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live and chatting at KCNR1460.com. You can just go to our streaming page, and then you join into our chat room, as Indie Guy has. And Indie Guy, you are not subversive. Who said that? You are vocal. Bad Bob's not here today, but Just Bob is. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
We're not streaming video today because Bad Bob is the only one that can do that because he has a certain gear that travels with him every so often.
Oh.
Linda is on assignment, but I have our every other Thursday guest host, Trish Clark.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you?
I'm well.
Do you like getting up at, you know, at dark 30 and coming in?
This is the most ridiculous time of the day to be doing anything. We could do this like from 10 to noon?
You could. That would be okay. You know what I was thinking is we could probably take over for Rush Limbaugh since...
Yeah, there you go. Hey.
I had a little old lady, I shouldn't say that, I had somebody write to me and said, I hope that you won't take him off the air, which... I won't because
he's not,
on the station. But, I guess he's lost 70 advertisers and two stations.
And I think that's just too bad. I honestly do. It was a really bad choice of words. However, I absolutely agree with the whole content
his
where
premise.
It was going,
yeah.
His premise, the whole deal. I'm amazed that he used those words.
He's done that before.
Well,
he has said things before. And that have just been skirting along the line. And
yeah.
Whether you agreed with what the woman was saying or not, which I personally didn't agree with. I mean, why should, if she's paying that much for birth control, first of all, and I discussed this with a bunch of ladies who you would say are pro-woman. And the thing is that, the whole thing was approached as a circus. But what he did was he offended Linda. He really offended Linda with, in his choice of words.
Yeah,
words do mean something, and he is not a stupid man.
No.
He is not a stupid man. And so when he does something like this, he knows what it means when he says that. His ratings have probably spiked, even though he's lost 70 sponsors, which, as they point out, if he's got so many sponsors on so many stations, that won't make any difference.
Well, and quite frankly... Linda was offended. I was not. I thought, oh, come on, that was a stupid thing to say. I wasn't offended by it. I think because I've gotten hardened by the fact that so many of our Republican ladies in the media have been called that and worse, and nobody makes a big deal about that. I mean, look at Sarah Palin or Bachman or Laura Ingraham or any of the gals in the Republican Party that they've taken horrible pot shots.
They've said
the
horrible
things that they said about Sarah Palin and her family.
But
and so that doesn't justify what Rush
said.
However, he made his apology. He said he's sorry. He's apologized to the woman, so I think it's time to get beyond it. I really do. It's a bigger thing.
To me, it's over.
They're making a bigger thing out of it than they should have, and I really want to say, I don't want to pay for her birth control. I don't want to pay for anybody else's birth control. That's kind of a personal choice and a lifestyle thing, and I'm not saying it's good or it's bad. It's a choice you make, and if you choose to do that, then you better choose to figure out a way to pay for it, because I don't want to.
Well, I think that is what everybody's saying. And I know that the Catholic Church, when he was going... See, Obama says these things, and then he comes back and says, well, I didn't really mean those things.
Like, well, he meant exactly
when
what
he said.
Said
I tell you what, we're going to talk about that and what he said to the veterans when he first came aboard, which, you know what, he has never changed that. People will talk about, oh, he changed his mind. Well, no, he hasn't, because what he has done to the veterans over the last 3 years is just horrible. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about a lot of things that are going on around here. And my question is, can you be a porn star in the evening and a school teacher in the day and succeed at both? At both jobs. But first, we're going to go to Chris Lasondak, our Wells Fargo advisor with our Wells Fargo Market Minute. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over half an hour into today's trading session, and the markets are in positive territory. We're currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 43 points at 12,880. The S&P 500 is adding 7 points at 1369, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 16 points at 2951. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 121 million shares. Looking at the most active issues on the New York Stock Exchange today, Bank of America is unchanged at $8.02. AIG down $1.03 at $28.41. General Electric adding 20 cents at $18.97, while McDonald's is down $3.27 at $96.91. Of local interest, PG&E up 15 cents at $42.15. Safeway's up 30 cents at $21.33. And North Valley Bank is down 56 cents at $10.50 a share. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2%, while the 2-year treasury is yielding 0.31. Oil's up 46 cents a barrel at $106.62. And precious metals are higher, with gold up $5.15 an ounce at $16.89.91. Silver's up 9 cents an ounce at $33.47. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on at 710, 810, and 905 Monday through Friday. Give us great advice and what's going on with the market as we start off the day. That's Wells Fargo Advisors, located on Park Marina Drive. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Trish Clark is my co-host today, as she is every other Thursday, and we're going to be talking about filing times. I guess it's this week that people are going to find out who's really running. And
as long as the incumbents, any of the incumbents don't file, then it goes on.
And it goes on, huh? Okay. Well, we'll find out all that, and we'll have Trish explain that to us, because who could be better than explaining politics than Trish Clark? We'll be right back. This is Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Buongiorno, how are you? This is Luigi Bianco. It's time for the Festa again.
And I'm Kathleen. Hey, don't miss the 33rd annual Festa Italiana, March 10th. We're going to have Dan St. Paul as this year's comedian, and there will be dancing to Lou White and the band.
That's right, I'll be there. Good food, good company, and that Dago red wine. No, you don't have to be Italian to come to this thing. You don't even have to know where Italy is on the map. Just come and have a good time. You have to be over 21.
For tickets, give me a call. That's Kathleen White, 359-2078.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishments? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
911.
These people, they came to my store. They told me to get down. I did.
So you're saying that you were just robbed? Did they have any weapons?
I'm 12 years old.
Realignment, a poor economy, and law enforcement agencies that are facing cutbacks mean one thing to Northern California residents. You may have to take your personal protection into your own hands. This is retired U.S. Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy, Senior Instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Bastiani Arms. NorCal Firearms Instruction is an approved concealed weapons training facility for all six Northern California counties. We specialize in comprehensive personal protection, safety, local and state laws, and live fire training. NorCal Firearms Instruction offers basic CCW, advanced handgun, and of course, our popular ladies-only CCW classes. Oh, by the way, we start every class with a Pledge of Allegiance. Give Bastiani Arms a call at 222-8222 to schedule your training or visit us on the web at www.norcalfi.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I will see you at the range.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment, but Trish Clark is here like every other Thursday.
Yeah, and I'm
Trish is
going to
be here.
This.
Hey, you know, this weekend, the Shasta High is having their Swing Spring Dance, professional dance instruction by Kathy Babcock, who is the best in the world. She's the one that taught me to dance the tango last year for Dancing with the Stars, and we won. So tickets are limited. No, I will not be dancing. I know people have asked me to do that. Will there ever be a redance? No. Okay. Anyway, it's going to be Saturday, March 10th, 2012. Dessert and live music. Give Alan a call at 524-5588, or you can pick up your tickets at Reading Quick Cuts or Shasta Senior Nutrition Program. It's music by the Shasta High School Ambassador Studio Orchestra. All ages and dance experiences welcome.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Kathy Babcock is great with those young people. I mean, she's a super instructor. Anybody can keep me from breaking a leg. Even though they say break a leg, that was not the good thing to tell
me.
Not
when you're dancing.
No,
when you're dancing.
Okay, let's go to things we were talking about before we left here. You say filing's got to be this weekend.
Okay,
this
well, week? Friday is the closing day for all of the offices that are open in Shasta County, three county supervisors. Are there any city council seats up? See, I'm a county person.
Yeah. I think that... Oh, yeah, there has to be. Dick Dickerson, I think, is running, isn't he?
I don't know. Well, and see, now, that's a good point.
See, it was Bassetti and Jones last time, so it's and Sullivan.
Those okay, so
it's
Missy McGovern
Missy MacArthur and Dick.
And so if either one of them do not file, or any three of the county supervisors do not file to run again, which Linda has not, so her seat will extend over into
like
the next week.
Running.
Yeah, and then that filing period stays open for I think, three more days into, like, Wednesday or Thursday.
Well, Cheryl Clifford.
Sherry Beck. Have taken out their papers.
Have they? Okay.
I'm not sure. At the last time I looked, there was a lot of names out there.
Yes.
But not everybody has taken the out
guy
the
that,
papers.
The guy that's the Al. Yeah, the highway patrolman.
Right.
And there was, I think, one other. I think there's four. From City of Shasta Lake.
Lucero.
Gracious Palmer.
Yeah.
No, I don't think Lucero's going to run for supervisor. At least not
she
this
may.
One.
You
she
know
may.
What I mean?
You know what? If you don't make it in the city council, then you go for the, you know, go for
and
supervisor.
And she may be on both because she can.
She can. Can you?
I don't know. But doesn't matter with
that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Okay. And okay. then Modi's running, but so far there's nobody running against him.
The rumor on the street is that there is. And, you know,
there
I think.
Is? Okay.
Let me tell you that.
If there is, we want him on the show.
Well, my whole concept about this is that I believe that we ought to give our supervisors or any of our elected officials an opportunity to tell us what they've done for their last term. And the way we do that is to challenge them every time so that they have competition. They get to go again and tell the people, okay, this is what I said I was going to do, and this is what I actually did.
Yeah, you know,
I feel strongly about that because I never ran unchallenged.
Well, I think it's true. You know, like David Kehoe has never run against
he didn't have a challenge when he ran the first time.
Well, how many times has he run?
This will
he's
make
not going to run this time. It's next time.
He's not up right now, but he's completing his third term.
His third term, and
he's never run
against anybody.
No, never has had.
Well, David's never been on the show. We've asked him several times, and David has managed to avoid that.
Why should he?
Well.
I mean, he doesn't.
You're right.
I mean, he doesn't. He doesn't answer the questions in the boardroom. He doesn't. He has no desire to be accountable to the people, and no one ever challenges him in the race. So, I find it interesting. And
there might be some surprises.
But I'm serious about. You know, we get the kind of government that we deserve. I think in a lot of instances, and we put these people in office at the local level, at the state level, and at the federal level, and then we don't pay any attention to what they're doing, and then kind of yell every once in a while that, well, they don't represent us very well. Well, how do you know? How do you know what a senator or a congressman, do you pay any attention to how they vote on issues? Usually not.
Well, it's, you know what, because they're pretty well insulated. Now, see, that's why city and county government that's the one you really can have an impact on because
and
you can go to the meetings.
Big difference in
you
your life.
You see them out in town. You can ask them questions. You know, there's got to be term limits. Well, the thing about term limits is they have term limits.
They do. If we're paying attention, they do.
They have term limits. And we have, in this town, have removed people. Yes,
absolutely.
Ask Ken Murray.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's as it should be.
As it should be. Now, when you start getting up into the state and the you know, the Assembly and the Senate, they have term limits. But then you go up to Congress of the United States and the Senate. You know, they have no term limit. So you end up getting people in there for 26 years, 30 years.
But that's our fault.
It is our fault, but they have such an advantage up at that level when it comes to running.
It's but the advantage, the biggest advantage, Carl, I will maintain, is because we don't hold them accountable.
We don't hold them accountable, but then when you get into things like, and this is no offense to LaMoffa, I like LaMoffa, but here's Herger says, I want LaMoffa to be my son, to be my prince. And and so all the money in the Republican Party switches over to that.
Absolutely. And they
millions
call other candidates up and say, not your turn.
Not your turn. Well, and then I asked Wally. I said, Wally, well, how does somebody get elected then? He goes, he says, it's hard. He says, but what you have to do is like I did the first time, is go out and knock on doors, travel and see everybody, you know, and say, this is who I am. This is what I stand for. Basenko did it in one when he shouldn't have. But yes, you can do that, but then you get into things like advertising.
It's a very expensive proposition. I'm hearing that people are talking at the local level here at the county supervisor races and city council races. They're spending $100,000?
Well, you know.
Are you kidding me? The last time I was elected to office and I had opposition, I spent $8,000. But then I'd done my job for 4 years.
Well, see, you stand up for that. Okay. Are you ever going to run again?
No.
Okay. Hey, we got to take a break here. This is Carl Bott and Trish Clark, and we're talking politics. We're going to come back. We will talk porn when we get back, though. So we get to everybody in the chat room. Okay, it's going to be porn. Miss a day, miss a lot. KCNR 1460.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and DeBott. Linda's on assignment, but Trish Clark is here, as she is every other Thursday. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl.
Hey, our weather today. It's going to be sunny with a high near 71, north wind around 5 p.m. Tonight, mostly clear. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 69. So it looks like pretty good days. I think that we're going to start having showers, though, this weekend. Take a look for showers on Saturday night and Sunday. And Sunday night, rain likely, and maybe even into Monday and Monday night. But the weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Anselmo Vineyards, another great weekend up there for music, but Ann Coulter is coming.
Yes, she is, and I'm so looking forward to that. I think that's going to be an interesting evening. If you haven't got your tickets, boy, you need to get
474-5546. She's going to give a speech or a talk and a book signing, and then afterwards for a small group of people, a dinner with Ann Coulter, which Ann's going to be on the show here Friday. That's tomorrow.
Tomorrow. How
is that March 9th? That's what we understand. But we're always a little up in the air on that. And just to make sure, we're calling out there and making sure all this has been set up, because she's pretty busy. But yeah, I think
sure
it's kind of cool
is.
She's calling
out. What a great thing for our community to bring in one of the top vocal people for the Republican Party and the conservative lifestyle, which we like in this North State.
Another woman who's been savaged by the left.
Yeah, I'd be interested to hear what she's got to say. And I haven't heard her comments about what Rush Limbaugh said, because certainly she has absolutely been called everything but a white woman a couple of times.
Well, she has been assaulted and with pies and things like this. So it'll be interesting. Porn, Oxnard. Seems to me there was a school teacher that teaching there at the junior high, which she's doing a fine job as a teacher. Then one of the students said she was a porn star. Well, the school immediately. Suspends her, and then they go for a search on the internet, and they can't find her anywhere. So they're going, "Oh, okay, well maybe this kid just made this up." Not so fast. This is—I want to read this to you—is how they found out that she truly was. Now, the California Teachers Association is a union, right?
I mean,
it's a group,
strong
union,
controlling,
take care of each other. Yeah.
Yeah.
They initially dismissed the thoughts there by school officials, said they couldn't find any images of her on the internet. The investigation quickly started when other teachers showed them downloads from smartphones. What were the teachers doing downloading porn shots? Was this during the day?
I don't know.
Shouldn't they also be suspended if they have phones in their possession that has pornography on it?
One would wonder about that, but let me take this in just a little bit other direction. I remember way back when there was the controversy about our children and what they're being taught. You indicate that this lady is teaching our children just fine. Up to this point, nobody knows anything about the porn. Yeah, we have stated publicly and taken the position, and in fact, when Angela Davis was teaching communism to our children in the Southern Tent schools, and some people said, "Wow, do we really want our children being taught the communist theory in the classroom?" And we said, "Woof, right, free speech, and they can teach them anything." I'm kind of inclined to think that I'd rather have a porn star with her clothes on up in front of the classroom teaching children the American way of life than I would a communist person up there trying to teach them to be little commies.
Well,
what do you think?
You've got to look at them and how they're teaching. Is she teaching anything that is wrong? Is she teaching something to them that people wouldn't, that you wouldn't hear from any other high school or junior high school teacher? Now, that teaches, in the sense of, hey, this is America, blah, blah, blah. Now, if you're in there and you're trying to, and she's in there trying to do a mental change on them and trying to brainwash their little heads into thinking that being porn stars is okay, yeah, then she should be out of there. Or, even subtly, shifting it over. But it's the same thing as for any teacher that is trying to put their own spin on being the reason you need to be a socialist is...
Well, walk into any classroom in the United States, and that's exactly the spin that's going on. I will tell you that years ago, my son was dropped out of a class or flunked a class out of Shasta High School because the person teaching that class was, a real raging liberal, and we were in the middle of the timber thing. They were talking about how great it was that the spotted owl and blah, blah, blah. Well, my son, coming from the household he was coming from, had a little bit different idea about the spotted owl and the impact on the timber industry. degree and all of those things. And that he would argue with that teacher and point out to him where he was wrong on his thought process. And he used a bunch of other. Well, bottom line, he didn't. He had to retake that class.
So Trish, what really? What does spotted owl taste like?
It's not too bad.
Okay. Okay. Speaking of changes in socialism, the price of gas 3 years ago when President Obama became president was $1.87 a gallon.
And he said at the time that he didn't think that $5 a gallon was too bad. No. He thought it'd be nice if it didn't go up too quickly so that
that's
he shocked
right. Well,
but he really kind of thought we ought to be paying what they were paying in Europe.
Yeah. Well, guess what? He's getting his wish and how you liking that, Hoping? How you liking that change?
We'll
be right back after the news.
From the Fox Business Network, investor optimism over Greece's debt swap is boosting the markets here at home. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 45 points. Jobless claims unexpectedly rose to a five-week high. 362,000 people filed for first-time benefits last week. That was slightly higher than expected. Even with that increase, claims have remained under the key 400,000 mark for eight straight weeks. Employers announced plans to lay off nearly 52,000 people in February. That's according to placement firm Challenger Gray and Christmas. The firm said the pace of job cuts slowed slightly from January, but is up 18% over last year. And Fox Business's Charlie Gasparino has learned that Morgan Stanley is putting the broker connected to the alleged Upper East Side madam on administrative leave. Gasparino also reported that broker David Walker characterized his relationship with her as social and claims he didn't know of her alleged illegal activities. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Hi, I'm sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews. I get to see a lot of breakout players, but the secret to winning? Team. That's why in business, I recommend the Cintas team. You know them for uniforms, but they also have tile and carpet cleaning, restroom supplies, document shredding, fire and first aid services. And only Cintas has Carhartt rental workwear. Don't settle for less. Call Cintas at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit cintas.com/radio. And bring in the team with the white truck.
Slot tournaments are fun. Give it a try and play in our weekly slot tournaments here at Wind River Casino. The simple slot tournament strategy is to play fast, stay focused, and have fun. Tournaments are Wednesdays at noon and Fridays at 6 p.m. Every third Wednesday, $250 cash is added to the prize pool. Every third Friday, $500 cash is added to the prize pool. Plus, $5 free slot play for all and prize drawings. Walk away a winner. For details, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
A great meal is always a good idea. And where better to grab a bite than Elements Restaurant? While you heat things up on the casino floor, we're heating things up in the kitchen. Elements is the place to take a break and recharge. Enjoy a friendly atmosphere and happy people, perfect for the whole family. Ask about our nightly dinner specials. All-you-can-eat breakfast buffet, only $7.77 with your River Club card. Elements Restaurant, only at Wind River Casino. For more information, call 1-800-280-UIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Ah yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hi, folks. Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, speaking on behalf of the Shasta Country Military Officers Association. MOA is the nation's largest association of military officers, dedicated to a strong national defense and to protecting the benefits of those who have served. Please join MOA for lunch at their monthly second Tuesday meeting at noon at the Country Waffle in Reading. For more information, go to ShastaMOAA.com. Shasta Country MOA, serving those who serve their country.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me Thursday night right here on KCNR 1460. We talk about fun, fashion? What's hot and what's not? We talk to authors, musicians, and it's all live. We cover entertainment in the North State. Find out what's going on right here on the spot with Linda Bott. Brought to you by the Mount Shasta Mall, Dandelion Boutique, your exclusive Brighton dealer, and California Auto Repair and Smog.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. Carl Bott, Linda's on assignment. It's March the 8th. It's 40 degrees out there. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, great coffee, great prices. Of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. Meet or beat. And Joe and Shelly do a lot for our community. You have a flag, you're not quite sure, it's tattered, it's old, you're not quite sure what to do with it, just take it down to Tobacco and Brew, and they'll make sure it's given to the right organization that will take care of that flag and dispose of it properly.
Important.
And
it's important. You know, yes. As I drive around the community, sometimes I see flags that are flying that are tattered, and that's inappropriate.
It is.
If I see that, I stop and I tell them that.
Yeah. And by the way, the voice you hear is Trish Clark, who is every other Thursday is our guest host. But let's go to our guest caller, Brian. Good morning.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great. How are you doing, Brian?
I'm good. Hey, I just want to say something to the people out there in the United States. You know, I work with a lot of people, and I hear them complain. And here's what I got to say. If you're not willing to take the time to do something about it, I do not want to hear it. If you have the time to write a letter to your family members or email them, you have time to write to your constituents and your representatives in the state of California and the federal government. So, if you got a problem, which you know is coming, and it's going to get worse, you better get some phone calls made and some writing some letters. Because it ain't going to stop until we all stand up together, and that's the big trick right there. We all need to be united in this country. That's what it says, United States of America, to get up. Get off our booties, out of our comfort zone, and do something about it.
10-4, Brian. If we're not willing to write the letter and make the phone call and fight the fight, then stop your complaining.
Well, exactly. I mean, we can all do it in our own way, but, you know, big or small, it all adds up.
And, you know, Brian, the thing is that the percentage that will do that, if there's a large enough percentage that does that, then they will make the changes they want. And then they will have what they want. But if you don't, just like you said, we're just going to continue down that path. And, you know, 4 years from now, we're going to be saying the same thing, except gas might be at $8 a gallon.
Well, you know what? We have a habit of waiting until it's too late. And so if everybody wants to wait till it's too late, well, so be it. But remember, you know, if you don't want to be like Europe, then you better get off your bottoms and start doing something.
That's true, because they no gas. Or the gas they have is $8 to $10 a gallon, and the car prices are exorbitant, and they have a system that 65% or more goes to taxes of what they make. So, I mean, this, you know, we can't, you know, if we want to be like Europe, we're heading that way right now, so we got to change
it. Well, and here's the deal, too. If we want to use everybody else's resources up and hoard our own, that's fine. But you know what? When it comes time when all those other countries are going to be starving for resources, where do you think they're going to conquer first? Us.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to come after us for our resources. We need to get independent and start using ours. While we're using our resources, we need to start looking at those alternatives out there and start implementing and phasing those in, like more refineries, more solar energy, more nuclear energy. I mean, the technology for nuclear energy now is superior. We won't have problems like Japan. We can circumvent those kind of things now.
Well, Brian, you have my vote.
So, yeah, correct. When are you signing up to run for office, Brian?
Oh, well, I don't know. Okay. I'll do my part the best I can.
Okay, Brian. Hey, thanks a lot for your phone call.
Take care, guys.
All right.
And, you know, Carl, in all seriousness, we need people like that can see beyond the end of their nose and understand. You know, we've got more resources here. How about the big old lie that the president told yesterday about we only have 2% of the resources available?
Well, see, it's 2% if you look at it the way he looks at it. The thing is if he had just said we're going to take that pipeline – from Canada down to the United States. That right there stops a lot of speculation. If he said immediately, we're going to open up some of these fields, the fields are there, or we're going to increase our production by 10%.
Just if he'd make any of those statements, it would make statements a difference
would drop the price of oil. And everybody says that. Both sides say that. Economists say that. It's being driven up on speculation. You know, like 49% of our fuel is produced here in the United States. But some of it's being shipped over to other countries. And, you know, you've got another large percentage in the 40s comes from Canada and Mexico. Only like 10% come from the Middle East. And so, you know, we talk about, oh, my gosh, the Middle East. What they do, though, is they can drive up the cost of oil, you know, the dollar, you know, the cost per barrel, which then affects everybody. But we could drop the price of a gallon of gas dramatically just by the president saying, you know, he says, oh, it needs more than just a bumper sticker. If he actually came out with a policy that said we're going to increase our oil production by 10% minimum. We're going to give a green flag on building 10 nuclear reactors starting today. And then, you know, and we're also going to integrate, just like Brian said, solar and wind power to do this. I tell you what,
power, and we can't discount nuclear power.
And that's what I said, and give the green light on nuclear, 10 nuclear stations now. I mean, he's right, Brian's right, that we've had nuclear engines and power systems and subs for how long? 50, 60 years, you don't see a bunch of sailors walking around with a third eye or green hair. You know, so obviously it works. And there's these nuclear systems out there, nuclear power systems out there, that are less than the size of a city block that would take care of all of the power for here in the North State.
There you go. And they continually tell you it'll take 6 or 7 years, or it'll take 10 years before we can have that productive and that up and running. And had we started any of this, even at the beginning of this guy's term or last time, we'd have more than we need in capability to supply our needs. And
that's
we need
right.
to become self-sufficient.
Oh, and if and, but
and
just,
put ourselves in a position where we're
right.
selling them the energy to pay off some of the debt that we've got.
Yeah. Okay, got to take a break here now that we've solved this problem. The problem of energy. When we come back, we can do something really hard, like solve the problem of fish or fishing. Or what do we do with what do you do when the head of the state game and fish actually goes and hunts?
Wow.
Why are they after his head? I want to talk about that when we get back, too.
All
this
right.
is Carl Bott and
Trish Clark.
And Thursday here at KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Depending on what day it is, we've had spring, summer, and winter all in the same week. We're delivering kerosene every day, Monday through Friday. You can tell our drivers because they're the ones with the snowshoes and the big stocking hats. We had a lot of folks this year step up and bought bigger and newer heaters. So give Johnny a call and ask about trading in your old heater on a new one. We do take trade-ins. We are selling propane bottles from 2.5 gallons to the big forklift tanks. We're selling a lot of clear pearl now for all the portable heaters and red kerosene for all the others. We have urea exhaust fluid for all the newer pickups and big rigs, anywhere from 2.5 gallon to 55-gallon barrels. Sherry is doing a lot of the pay-forward accounts now, so get on the Northern Lights Energy, Inc., .com if you want to order fuel or just check out our heaters. And if you want to talk to a real person, just give us a call. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank, flashlight, and radio, 4 blankets, 2 tube tents, first aid kits, food for 2 people for 2 weeks, weeks and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Come to Dandelion and get fab, get fresh, get savvy, get noticed, get what you need at Dandelion. Michael Stars, Karen Kane, Not Your Daughter's Jeans, Home Fragrance, Bath and Body, and the only place in Reading that carries a full assortment of Brighton. For the men, let Dandelion be your personal shopper for that special woman. Dandelion even offers free gift wrapping. Dandelion, the only place in Reading to shop, 1332 Market Street in the Sherman Square Building.
Presented by the Active 2030 Club of Reading, the Sundial Film Festival in its fourth year showcases the talent and diversity of filmmakers and photographers of the North State. Come join us for a night of art, creation, and talent. On March 10th, the all-day event kicks off at 1 p.m. at the historic Cascade Theater. There really is something for everyone to enjoy. Come experience the action, the humor, the animation, and the captivating documentaries. Tickets are available at the Cascade Theater box office or at sundialfilmfestival.com.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio. Carl Bott and Trish Clark today. Trish is here every other Thursday. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Take a look out there at 3208 South Market Street. Jeff Wurst will do a great job of whether it's a just a little ding in your windshield or a crack that's growing up to 24 inches. He is a man of integrity. If you can't fix it, he won't fix it. He'll tell you what to do. But he does fix almost everything that comes into his shop. Give him a call at 530-241-8373, a veteran and a man that stands up for what he believes in. And he believes in being honest and integrity with his customers. Okay, Trish, let's go to the phones. Dick, good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Trish.
Good morning, Dick.
I just want to comment on the fact that here we sit with the ability to be completely self-sufficient from getting oil from any place else in the world, and we got a crazy man in Iran that wants to shut the Straits of Hormuz down, which will have an absolutely devastating effect on the price of oil. Why? Where are the congressmen, the senators, just making this a president, put in the pipelines, drill, and get us self-sufficient? If we'd have done this 10 years ago up in Anwar, look at all the oil we'd have right now. They keep talking, oh, you can't do it for 10 years. Well, heck, we've been talking about this for 10 years.
Well, you know, but Dick, you're right about that, because everybody says 10 years, 10 years, 10 years. Well, first of all, I think that is just smoke and mirrors. I think that if this country, which has such a will to compete and to complete things, if they said, hey, I'm going to build this pipeline in not in 10 years, but 5 years, it's going to be done in 5 years. If I'm going to open up all those drilling spots, guess what? You've got the men and machinery against it, and guess what? It's not 10 years, it's 5 years. And if we'd started the day that Obama had been elected, if he had said, we're going to lower the price of gas because that is the worst tax on middle America, is the cost of fuel. The cost of fuel right now wouldn't be more than $2 a gallon. But he did not do that. Obama said he didn't mind the price of gas going up to $5 a gallon.
Right.
And he's getting his wish.
Look at the cost of our food and everything else. I mean,
it touches it all.
The farmer has to pay more for more diesel, for more for his diesel to plow and harvest. The manufacturers taking that product and have to pay more for energy than the distributors have to pay for their trucks. And by the time you get that into the store, just look at the price increase we've had on everything we buy. It isn't just the gas.
It's a tax on the middle class and the lower middle class. That's what it is, but nobody seems to understand that. You know, where is the people that are saying you can change this, President Obama, but he does not do that?
Well, where's the outrage? You're absolutely right, though, because where is the outrage from Congress? They're screaming their head off when they want to continue the $40 a month that people are going to get out of that extending the tax cut on their take-home pay, and everybody's screaming and yelling about that. The impact on your wallet from filling up your gas tank for these people to try to go to these low-income jobs, how in the world can they afford to do that?
They can't.
I just filled up my Tahoe the other day. 19 gallons of gas was $85.
It's ridiculous.
It is. And the thing is, it doesn't have to be like that, yet nobody is standing up.
Well, and you can't blame it all on Obama. Why didn't we do this 4 years ago? I mean, seven years ago during Bush.
You know what? You're right. It's the system. The system is fixed for some reason is to keep us on the edge of spending too much, and they bring it back down for a while, and then it goes back up again, and it goes back down a while. You know what? We're being played like a fat trout.
You're absolutely
no
right.
No question about it. And, you know, you look at the Middle East where all this oil is produced, a large share of it. You never hear of any disasters. And then take a look at the Gulf of Mexico. Obama, has shut down most of the production in the Gulf of Mexico. And now we got China 60 miles off our shore putting wells in the Gulf of Mexico. But we can't drill.
I'm sure that they're using all those safety procedures.
Well, and they have to deal with the president to do that, and it's amazing that he'll let them go ahead and do the drilling, but won't do it. We can't do it ourselves.
President Obama has got no comprehensive energy plan. He doesn't know what he's doing in Afghanistan. Somebody explain to me what the end result in Afghanistan is. We're getting more and more people killed there. And yet, again, we've been in there for 10 years. What's the end game there, Obama? You said you're going to have us out of there. And, you know, is your end game just picking up everything and running away? I don't know. We got to take a break.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for letting me talk. I'll talk to you all later. Bye.
All right.
Bye.
Hey, this is Carl Bott and Trish Clark, and we're here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Our guest at 8 o'clock, of course, after our news and chatty patter, will be Reading Chief Police Chief Rob Pelletti. He's standing out there looking very chief-like, and he's armed, so watch out.
And I'm looking forward to talking to him.
We'll be right back.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car, and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Hey, Mom, thanks for breakfast.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on.
No, you go ahead. You know me, I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your dream.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
Hi, I'm sitting here with Ann, and we're talking about Adamson's Peak Performance. A lot of women our age are starting to take control of their lives. It's never too late to get back into your body, right? Tell us about your story.
I've lost 25, 26 pounds.
You look amazing.
I'll be 60 in January. I am much stronger. I can go the distance. My kids are very proud of me. They even comment, Mom, I can really tell the difference.
Well, I haven't seen you in a few months, and I can say that you look 20 years younger.
It boils down to me, if I don't care about myself, I can't possibly care for anybody else in my family.
Thanks, Ann, for that great testimony. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006 or go to adamsonspeakperformance.com.
Thank you.
folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl Lindabaugh. Linda's on assignment, but Trish Clark is here. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl.
Hey, you know, this portion of the show is we talk about Bastiani Arms and, you know, another local company that started 2 years ago right during the middle of this huge recession, but is thriving. And the reason they're thriving is they have deals like you can't believe. Like, if you go on down there and you look at their AR-308 receivers, great prices on them. Also, seven different manufacturers of AR-15 lower receivers. Well built, great price. And let me tell you something else, too. How many times you've been in a store, because you work, and you get into a store and it's the last 5 minutes, and you're trying to run around and get something, and they click on the lights, it's time to go. Well, let me tell you something. That will never happen at Bastiani Arms. They close when you're finished shopping. Okay. You know, that's where they're there. That's why, my friends, local shops, local businesses, they want your business. And, you know, they want you to stay. They want you to get what you want, you know, to feel satisfied. These aren't big box stores. These are your neighbors. So, Bastiani Arms.
Always encourage everyone to shop at the people that are owned by local businesses. That money stays here and turns over in our community.
Just like local radio stations.
Absolutely.
That's right. The money that comes to this station stays here. It doesn't go to New York like some of the others that are in town do and buy their trips to Jamaica. Where they, who knows what they do there?
I don't know.
When Linda and I take a vacation, we go to the sandwich. get a sandwich. That's about
there,
it.
There you go.
Okay, what are we on now? Okay. California Fishing Game.
Oh, great.
Okay,
topic.
The head
great
of the
topic.
California Fishing Game. And you know what? Bruce Ross and I agree sometimes. Other times we don't agree, you know, as editorials. But I was ripping on this one, and then I just opened up the paper, and there's Bruce. He was ripping first. The president of the California Fishing Game Department. It's a commission. I mean, he's not, you know, he is under attack by Democrats and PETA and others because he went on a hunt in Idaho, a legal mountain lion hunt in Idaho, and had the gall to have his photo taken in front of a dead mountain lion, and he's smiling.
Well, and it's legal in Idaho. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with him going hunting and having a trophy mountain lion. Just because the state of California seems to think that it's okay to have mountain lions wandering around eating our children and that we can't do anything to protect ourselves, and not the whole world is as crazy as the state of California.
Well, this guy is the president of the California Fish and Game Commission. Now, if you want to do away with the commission and save millions of dollars a year, I'd be glad to do that. But not just this guy because he went and hunted. If you're on the Fish and Game Commission, you would think that you enjoy hunting and fishing, or at least would protect the rights of people to do that. That's the idea, isn't it?
Well, no, not in the state of California. Their goal most of the time in that commission, I like your idea about getting rid of that commission.
Sure.
because it does cost a lot of money. We don't need it, and their goal is to figure out a way to protect everything except
people.
Human beings.
Yeah.
In the state of California.
Yeah. So, you know, we support him in this. However, I'd like to see the whole commission go away because how many hundreds of thousands of dollars are spent on their salaries? And get this, they're the ones that set up the limits and the bag limits on the season, how many deer can be taken, how many fish, the whole thing comes out of this commission.
And they don't do it with any, you know, scientific. We have a Fish and Game Commission that we appointed at the Board of Supervisors, and we make decisions at the local level about certain hunts during different times of year. And you know, it's interesting because what I did when I was having to make those decisions or make a vote on whether we would have a buck hunt or a doe hunt or this or that or what have you in these areas is I'd go and talk to the people that lived on the ground where those those herds were and check with the big ranchers up there and ask them, gosh, what is the condition of the herd? Do we have a lot of does? Do we need a doe hunt or don't we? What a dumb way to make a decision, huh? Actually ask the people that know the answers?
Well, I can tell you what, the Fish and Game Department out in Wyoming and the antelope they have out there, if they maintain the rest of their herds in Wyoming, like they maintain the antelope herds, then they need to come down and give classes. Because you can go there, and where you hunt in Wyoming, they, you know, except up on the mountain areas, because wolves up along the east coast of the mountains there, or the west side of the mountains, have decimated the elk and deer herds.
Oh, yeah. They don't hunt wolf in Wyoming?
I don't think so. But maybe they do. But right now, they all talk about that. But as far as when you get down further west, out in the plains there, and you've got the antelope who can see from miles away, their herds are strong and robust, and you can take two does. In fact, you could probably take four does if you wanted to. Because they've got that many.
But it's called management. That's what we've gotten away from in the state of California with most timber industry, fishing,
everything, whatever,
management.
Management from people that care about the overall picture and not special interest. We got to take time for the news, Trish.
Okay, how did we come back here?
Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti is here. We want to talk realignment. We want to talk about this great thing today. They're giving awards to our police officers. So we'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony.
The American people want to see us get something done and produce results.
House Majority Leader Eric Cantor pushing a jobs plan Republicans and the White House may both support. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live on Capitol Hill.
The vote is expected to be a rare showing of overwhelming bipartisanship in the U.S. House.
Claim the time that would go to someone in opposition if there was anybody in opposition, which it does not appear to be.
Massachusetts Democrat Barney Frank signaling strong minority support for the Jobs Act.
It takes away some red tape that is within securities regulations.
North Carolina Republican Patrick McHenry says the package of six bills breaks down barriers for small business investment. Most of the measures have already passed the House with bipartisan support. Dave.
Jared, at the Senate, Republicans are pushing an amendment to a transportation bill to strip President Obama's authority on the Keystone Pipeline project from Canada that he has delayed over environmental concerns. This as Newt Gingrich keeps targeting the president.
Being able to defeat him will do more to get America back on the right track than any other single thing we could do.
Now, Gingrich is campaigning in Mississippi, focusing on next week's Republican primaries there and in Alabama. Rick Santorum's hoping Gingrich losses could knock his rival out of the race so he can go head-to-head against Mitt Romney. There's stormy weather on the sun, and static could rain down on us. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown has more on this live.
Now, Dave, the sun is flinging gigantic solar flares at us. It messes up a lot of things.
Anything that relies upon satellite transmission, your ATM, your GPS, DirecTV, all those features can go away.
Now, Stephen Ramsden is a solar physicist. He's also an air traffic controller who says airlines can't fly international shortcuts over the poles. So if you're headed overseas, your flight could take twice as long. You can even see the sunspot with the naked eye, but please wear good sunglasses, Dave.
Evan, on Wall Street, the Dow up 42 points. Fox News Radio, Baron Valance.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
When tech consultant Bob Perkins stays at La Quinta, he uses the latest HD TV with plug and play to get amped for his presentation. He plugs in his laptop, puts his charts up on a flat screen, and cues up some 80s shock rock.
Okay, third quarter output.
And after that kind of prep, you know what Bob does in his meeting? He bowls them over. La Quinta Inns and Suites. Book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
There are some new concerns about the Afghan military that we keep training.
The U.S. military has launched a probe into allegations that members of the Afghan Air Force are moving illegal drugs and weapons across Afghanistan. The U.S. military stresses it is yet to open an official investigation and are only merely looking into the allegations. In recent years, the Afghan Air Force has received some $2 billion in training and equipment from U.S. taxpayers. Afghan officials have denied all of the allegations. In Kabul, Connor Powell, Fox News Radio.
Prosecutors have rested their case in New Jersey at the trial of a former Rutgers University student charged with invasion of privacy and a bias hate crime for using his webcam to spy on his roommate's encounter with a man and then posting what he saw online. That roommate, Tyler Clementi, killed himself days later. Tarun Ravi's lawyers will start calling witnesses tomorrow. Another state is banning texting while driving. Pennsylvania.
In July, someone hit my truck while texting and went on to hit three other cars. So I'm totally for it.
A country singer saves another country singer.
Jared Neiman had just wrapped up a show in Chattanooga Tuesday night when he got on his tour bus with friends and family.
What do you want? What do you want? What do you want from me?
The What Do You Want singer was told to get off the bus by fellow country artist Lee Bryce, who saw a potential fire in the back of the bus. Just after evacuating, there was an explosion and the fire accelerated.
Honey, what would you do if you'd have never met me?
Neiman took to Twitter after the incident, thanking Bryce for keeping him from looking like Freddy Krueger. Chris Honig, Fox News Radio.
Unemployment went up a little bit last week. First-time jobless claims hit 362,000, the most since January. If you can get a little home loan and need one, it's a bargain. Mortgage rates dipped a little more this week. The 30-year fixed, 3.88%, according to Freddie Mac. The 15-year mortgage, a popular refinancing option, a record low, 3.13. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio. I'm Carl Lindabad, 8:05 in the morning, March the 8th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live and chatting at KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room, as many of you have done. You're talking in here about, guys, you all talked about everything in the chat room today. Things we've been talking about forgiving people of other religions. I mean, it's been going on in there about, you know, getting into, religions that may be violent at times. And they're talking about that.
So they're not paying any attention to what we're talking about?
No, they go in and out on this. They just get into these great discussions among themselves. And, once a month they get together. Anyway, Linda is on assignment. But Trish Clark is here.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you?
And I'm good.
Speaking of Linda, hello, darling.
Hey, good morning, Trish. It's so great to hear you.
Good morning, Linda.
You take the seat with, next to Carl there. And good morning, Chief Paletti.
Good morning.
Okay, well, I wanted to share with everybody, I have a parade of people that are going to be on tonight at 6 p.m. For On the Spot with Linda Bott. And when Carl says I'm on assignment, it's a major organizational undertaking. Really exciting. We have some of the cast members from UPREP with their new upcoming production that will be on tonight talking about the upcoming show. And that's always fun to hear the brightness of our future leaders of America. And then we have the Sundial Film Festival that will be on tonight. They may be giving away tickets, so you want to hear all about that, which is, of course, occurring this weekend at the Cascade Theater. And then we have a new animal rescue group in town that have opened a thrift shop, and we're going to talk about their, what they're all about. And we have known the woman who started this, Barbara Diska. She is up, Barbara is her name. We met her up at the Benton Dog Park, and this is a woman who walks her talk, and so much so that she's formed a group. We're going to hear about that. We have also the president of the Seroptimus Club that will be here talking about the Ruby Award luncheon recipients that just happened this week. And so we're going to have a bunch of people on tonight, so hopefully you'll join me at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460.
We will.
And look forward to it, Linda. Nice chatting with you.
All right, you guys have a great rest of the day. Make it a beautiful one.
Okay, we'll see you later, honey.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Okay, hey, we're going to our Wells Fargo advisor, Chris Lasondak, now for our Market Minute. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into today's trading, and the markets still are in positive territory and have settled into narrow trading ranges. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 46 points at 12,883. The S&P 500 adding just about 10 points at 1,362, while the NASDAQ Composite is up 24 points at 2,959. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 201 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Cisco Systems up 25 cents at 1966, Intel down 6 cents at 26.85, Microsoft adding 26 cents at $32.10, while Apple's up $3.72 at $534.40. Of local interest, Costco up 22 cents at $88.09, AT&T unchanged at $30.88, and Reading Bank of Commerce also unchanged at $4.14. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.99%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.31. Oil's up 23 cents a barrel at 106.39, and precious metals are higher with gold up $9.73 an ounce at $16.94.49. Silver's up 20 cents at $33.58. This is Chris Lasondak at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 905, and they are located out on Park Marina Drive. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Our guest, Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti, is here. We're going to talk about the latest in realignment. I understand maybe that's going better than some people think. But we're also going to talk about there's an awards today. Awards are being given today at 11:30 at a luncheon for our very brave thin line in blue here. We'll be right back. Trish Clark, Carl Bott, Free Fire Radio.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car, and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Hi, it's Charlie Thompson. I'm here to get out the word on CVAC, Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. We're a county-sponsored organization of all Shasta Veterans Service Groups. In fact, if you're a veteran or veterans group, you may already be a member. To learn more, visit us on the web at scvac.us. That's scvac.us. And then join us at a quarterly meeting and see how you can get more involved supporting your fellow vets. CVAC. Veterans helping veterans.
When you're low on finances, the last thing you need is a collision repair bill. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Unfortunately, the truth is, a vehicle collision never occurs at a convenient time. It surprises many people to learn that there may be expenses not fully covered by insurance. Vehicle parts that are worn, such as tires, batteries, and the paint job, may be depreciated. In other words, the insurance company will pay only a portion of the repair, and the vehicle owner will have to come up with the balance. Then there is the expense of the rental car and an unexpected deductible. Coachmaster can help. We have made arrangements with a national credit company for a 6-month no-interest loan to help when unexpected expenses occur. Stop by for complete details. Credit is often established with a simple phone call. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values, behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us. For more information, bust on to wethepeopleradio.us, and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl Bott, my guest host every other Thursday, is here, Trish Clark.
Good morning, everyone.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Nathan's Anthems Tattoos. They are giving, veterans, they are giving away a $300 tattoo to a local veteran. All you have to do is enter, and it's a $300 tattoo. It can be a new one, it can freshen up an old one, or, as in Just Bob found out, they will cover up the names of your old girlfriends so your wife doesn't hit you every night in the head. They are available 7 days a week. Come visit them at downtown at 1358 Market Street on the corner of Market and Tehama. Also, mention this ad and you get 20% off any tattoo to the end of the month. So they're going to give a tattoo. And I know that I see a gunnery sergeant out there. I know he's got a tattoo. He probably wants to have it freshened up or a new one put over his chest. And that's right. Just sign up and they're going to draw from, you know, for people to sign up. And it's $300 worth of free tattoo to a lucky veteran. Okay, speaking of a veteran, while he's still on active duty, Reading Police Chief Rob Pletty. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning.
Glad to have you here.
Thank you.
Wow. Yeah, how are the streets? Are we safer today?
It's going well. I apologize this morning. I'm suffering from a little bit of a cold, so I'm a little raspy, but it's better than I was Friday and Saturday where I couldn't talk at all, which made my wife very happy. But it's going well. We just did our year in review and year in statistics, and general theft is up significantly, about almost 15%. And we're running into some problems where, you know, we're doing a lot of arrests of people that commit those crimes, and unfortunately, the jail's full with realignment and some budget cut closures.
So theft is up 15%.
Theft is up about 15%.
And that goes with the economy.
It does sometimes. You know, as the economy dips, people get more desperate. You know, you also have, you know, the prison realignment taking place where, you know, you're getting more parolees into the area. And, you know, unfortunately right now we don't have any statistics to, you know, validate the fact that that's what's causing, because we're not treating somebody that comes out on AB 109 as a different arrest than somebody that didn't. So I don't have any statistics right now to be able to show that, you know, the people coming out on AB 109 are 60% of the crime. I don't have any statistics to prove that.
But the reality is when you dump 200 and some people onto your streets that weren't here before that have a history of that kind of crime, they're going to have some kind of an impact on your statistics.
Well, you would think so. I think the biggest impact right now is the fact that, you know, if you're nonviolent, non-serious, and non-sexual, you're not going to prison, and they know that. And the jail's full. Tom's doing the best that he can. Sheriff Pasenko and I talk regularly. He's frustrated like I am over, you know, the jail being full and people cycling back out. We arrested one guy at 3:30 in the morning for auto burglary and then at 10:30 in the morning for auto theft. So, you know, if there's no ramification for the bad action, then it's likely that action is going to continue. So we're seeing a lot of repeat. I had the statistics pulled the other day, and between January and February, there were 153 people that were booked 371 times. So that's a lot of repeat offenders. We're even having some of the suspects tell the officers, hey, can we just skip all this, book me into jail so I can get cited out? Because they know that they're going to be out right away again, and there's no ramification for the negative action. So, you know, I'm afraid that that's going to continue, and I'm concerned, and we're you know, since I got here in November and I came on Carl's show first, I've been pushing this message of crime prevention and pay attention. Don't make yourself an easy victim. You know, don't leave those expensive items in your car. Lock your house. Get the dog as a burglary deterrent. Do anything that you can to protect your home. We have a safe community, but we still have a theft threat that is roaming around our community, and we need to protect ourselves from that.
You know, one of the things I just briefly want to comment on is the fact that you and the sheriff need, and I'm glad to hear that you're working closely together, because what happens to the county and the jail and the things that come down from the state certainly have an impact on the rest of it, the jurisdictions. And the only way that Shasta County, I think, has been able to stay a little bit ahead of the game, and I think we're a safer community than a lot of the people south of us, has been that cooperation between our local agencies, the police chief down in the city of Anderson, the sheriff, and the chief police in Reading have always worked very cooperatively and very well together, and that's really good for our citizens.
Well, both Sean Watts and Tom Basenko, but especially Tom Basenko, have been very welcoming to me, and Tom's been a great supporter since I started in November in taking me around and getting me introduced to the community, and he's been a big help. And we talk frequently about, you know, not just him, but the undersheriff and my captains and their captains work together very, very well, and we want to continue that cooperation. And with the realignment stuff, there's also the Community Corrections Partnership, which brings in, you know, county social services and parole, probation, the DA's office. So it's a collaborative effort to try to deal with this issue as best we can as a county in total, rather than it just being, you know, separate agencies trying to do their own thing.
Yeah, for about 16 of the years that I was involved in county government, I was the liaison from the Board of Supervisors to the Law and Justice Department, and so dealt with all of the agencies in the counties. And I can remember when we did the Probation Services Task Force at the state level, there were several of us from this area that served on that, and we were really kind of a model of talking to each other to try to solve some of our problems, and it's worked well for us.
Part of the challenge right now is, you know, as we make plans for next year, until there's a state budget, we don't know how much of that money is going to supplement the local area for the AB 109 programs that we're looking at doing. So until we get that figure, it's hard to make and finalize all of those plans, but those plans are being put into place for, you know, compliance teams and other things, and some of the, I'm new to it, so, you know, I've gone only to a couple of meetings, but really kind of what I want to look at is, what are those alternative means that we can do other than just straight incarceration, like, you know, increasing the ability of the county to do home incarceration. But then that challenges you, and what about those that don't have a home? And what I'm really concerned with right now in looking at the AB 109, and I'll take my pessimist cop hat off for a minute, but say I am that guy that's coming out of state prison, and I say, okay, I've had enough of this. I want to turn my life around. They get $257 a month for 3 months. That's not even enough to get a hotel. And if they don't have family, friends, or somebody that they can stay with, where are they going to go?
Mm.
We have no transitional housing for parolees or coming out. We have 17% or so unemployment. You have college graduates who can't get a job. So if you're an employer and you're looking at a college graduate or parolee, who do you think you're going to hire? So what chance of turning their life around now that they're getting thrown out of prison, what chance do they have? And I think part of that program needs to be able to account for the fact that where we have those parolees coming out that do want to make that change, we have to try to find some way to provide them the opportunity to do so.
And we need to really seriously think about doing that. Perhaps look at some of our nonprofits and some of the things that we've been able to do at the local level with our faith community, because history tells us that when the state transfers programs to the local jurisdictions, the first year they come with money, and the second year they generally don't.
That's what we're afraid of.
I don't know if we've seen the first year yet. Hey, we got to take a break here. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti, Trish Clark, and myself. It's Thursday. It's 8:21 in the morning on March the 8th. We'll be right back.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
High Stakes Bingo is back in action at Wind River Casino. Bingo like it's 1993 every last Sunday of the month. Over $25,000 must go. 20 regular game marathon pays $1,199. Paper $35, PhDs $99. Play our hottest new games, Triple Drive Bingo and Super Bingo, for a chance to win $10,000. The games keep going and the jackpots keep growing. Over 100,000 guaranteed cash given away every month. You only have to be 18 to play. If you don't like to dob, let the machine do the work for you and try our hands-free electronic bingo. Who says you can't win them all? It's more than just a game. It's high-stakes Indian bingo. Plus, we're the only place in town to offer a Fiesta buffet free with your bingo buy-in. So grab your friends and enjoy a delicious meal on us while you play bingo every last Sunday of the month. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com and check out our bingo calendar. Bingo calendar subject to change. It's better on the river.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Free Fire Media, and Carl and DeBott. Hey, and Trish Clark is here today. She's every other Thursday, giving us a new outlook on the politics and just life itself.
Glad to be here.
We've got people on the air. We've got people on the line. But you know, our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti, and we've got questions in here from the chat room, and we've also got people on the line. But if you want to see the chief, you haven't met him yet. A good way to do that is this Saturday at the 33rd annual Festa Italiana. It's going to be down in Anderson. It's going to be a great event. It's going to be professional comedians, Italian of the Year Award, and dancing to Lou White and the band. For reservations, call Kathleen White, 359-2078, and you must be over 21.
And this is the 33rd annual Festa Italiano, and it is a party you do not want to miss.
You don't want to miss this. This is a great time. I think they're going to get Linda up. I'm sure she'll be singing. Doors open at 5:30, dinner at 6:30 at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Fusaro Hall. 33rd annual Festa Italiano. So, you want to go? Call 359-2078. I tell you what, great Italian food, great antipasta. You've got people that you know from the community that are volunteering.
Everybody's there.
And you have a great time. And you get a chance to meet our police chief, Rob Pelletti. Pelletti, is that Festa Italiana?
Yes.
It sounds like it could be.
My dad was born in Montone, Italy.
All right.
So,
hey, let's go to the phones here. Gary, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
How about an armed citizens mixer with law enforcement, both city and county? Give them a chance to get to know one another and exchange ideas, because there's a lot of support out in the community, and as you well know, there are a lot of guns out here, but not a lot of people have the CCW background just because. And I think it would be not only good PR, but good information, and give law enforcement an idea. How many people, and there are a lot of us, standing behind you, and, whatever it takes. So anyway, that's my suggestion. I'll take my answer on the air.
Thanks, Gary.
One of the things that that I've been trying to put together, and unfortunately for me, I have had a lot of requests, and I haven't quite got to it yet. So I'm trying to, you know, get everything done and meet all the people and do all the community groups and do all the speaking engagements. One of the things that I want to do, and you know, your suggestions, you know, are very well taken, and you know, we do need to continue that collaboration with the police and the sheriff's department. So what I was thinking of doing was doing a town hall meeting in the council chambers and just opening it to the public and letting people come, you know, and giving them a one-on-one chance to ask questions and hear the answers on philosophy and where the department's going and that kind of thing. So what I may do is talk to Sheriff Pasinko, and maybe we can do that together. And then both of us will be there, and you can address your questions to both the sheriff and myself. So following that suggestion, I will talk to Sheriff Pasinko today. We'll get that on the calendar, and we'll get notice out to the community as to when that's going to be. You know, I'm sure Carl will help us get that word out. So,
just for clarification, I know that in the city of Anderson, they are no longer issuing the concealed weapons permits, and we must now go to the sheriff's department. Is that true in the city of Reading as well?
Yeah, it's traditionally a sheriff's function to issue CCW permits. When I started, I met with Sheriff Pasinko, and I reviewed his program with him, and I'm satisfied with the way that he's doing it and making sure that it's the right people that they get issued the CCW permits with the right training, and you know, I'm because I'm satisfied with his program, I think we'll let the sheriff continue with that.
Do you see any concerns with militia up here? I mean, there's a lot of jokes about militia this much, and sometimes they're not jokes. Do you see militia groups up here?
I haven't seen any.
Any evidence or anything
in my
like
vast
that?
Reading experience of November to now, but I haven't heard anything.
Would you like us to start one? I'm just asking, you know, Free Fire Militia to back up this police chief of police.
So settle down, Carl.
There actually have been active militia groups in Shasta County over the years.
Yeah.
I was acquainted with several of them up in the Shingletown area.
Shingletown area.
One of the things that you know, as we embark on this new, you know, challenge of AB 109 and everything else is you know, the way I look at it is every citizen is on patrol every day. And if you see things that concern you, you need to call us and let us know. But please don't put yourself in danger
and harm's way.
And let us do that. That is our job. You know, your concealed weapons permits, I think, are there to be used in a defensive manner. And please keep that in mind and call us if you see something that concerns you and use that to defend yourself if you need to.
Great. We got to take a break here in a few seconds. And I want to talk to you about the they're talking about other ways of helping around here. But we want to talk about the luncheon today. We'll talk a little bit about the officers that are being recognized and impacts, you know, on them, because some of the things they've done have been in shootouts and such. Also, any other thoughts we might have on realigning our forces here in town and how that's working. Carl and DeBott, Linda's on assignment. Trish Clark's here, Free Fire Radio. We're going to have our news and come back with our guest, Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. It appears both parties will reach agreement in the House on a package to stimulate investment in small business.
I welcome the administration's support for this measure, and I hope that the Senate Democrats will take this up in expeditious fashion.
Speaker John Boehner expected to win House passage today. The JOBS Act stands for Jumpstarting Our Business Startups. One leading Democrat is for it, but not that impressed with the bipartisan agreement.
But it's because it's so meager. Trumpet, ta-ta-da-ta, here comes the little king.
House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi says the proposal only scratches the surface of what can be done to help the economy. Scientists say the early impact of the biggest solar storm in 5 years has been minimal. No reported interruptions to power grids, satellites, or GPS systems because of it, but experts say that could change. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car, and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Hi, this is Randy Denham from Shasta Startup, inviting you to tune in to KCNR 1460 AM this Friday as we talk about an export manufacturing company right here in Redding, California that's shipping their products to China. Usually we get them from there, but this time we're sending them over. So call in, learn about this. I'm sure you'll have questions.
It's live, it's local, it's Shasta Startup, every Friday morning, 9 to 10, here on AM 1460 KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Jeff Skaggs with Northern California Notary Services. How long have you known Barb White and been bringing your vehicles to CARS?
Since I started my business, Northern Business Associates.
Since 2006, you bring your cars in for what kind of services?
You know, I bring my car in for everything. In my business, I have to have my car or I don't have a business. I like the fact that I can bring my car in, have the concierge service, so I can drop my car off and get a ride back to my office, and I don't have to worry about it. The biggest thing is trust. I know that they're going to take care of it.
That's great. Thank you. And what would you say is the hallmark of CARS?
It's the trust in the service. I can take my car in, they'll call me, let me know what needs to be done, they'll take care of it and get it back to me that day.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends?
I always refer people to CARS. It's a matter of just somebody that I trust to take care of my vehicle.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Spadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Mark your calendar. You don't want to miss the 2012 Boondocker Ball to benefit the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. March 31st, join your friends for a 1940s USO-style event at the Redding Jet Center at Municipal Airport with social hour at 5:30 and dinner starting at 6:30 p.m. Music provided by the Straight Ahead Big Band. Tickets are on sale now at Jones Ford on East Cypress and Tobacco and Brew on Hilltop. You can also call 378-2280. More information at norcalveteransmuseum.org.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, March 8th, 8:35 in the morning. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, taking Linda's place on every other Thursday. And always welcome here.
I enjoy being here.
You know what? We really do like having you here. And, you know, you give us the, you know, give us a new insights on things political, and you just don't mind, you know, shooting fireballs down range.
I absolutely have always felt that it's just easier to just say it like it is.
Just say it. Okay, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue, D.C. Tim and Lon. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans and seniors. Man's Last Stronghold, what can I say? You go in there and you catch up on your reading and, you know, guns and ammo and car and track, and you won't find Psychology Today or Cosmopolitan. Or you won't see Dr. Phil on the TV. You'll just get a great haircut.
That's a good place to be, I think. Phil on the...
Hey, you know what? Man's Last Stronghold. That Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Weather in Redding today, it's going to get up to near 65. Tonight, mostly clear, a low around 40. Thursday, sunny. Thursday night. Friday, sunny. Looks like this weekend we're going to start getting some clouds in and some rain. So
let's hope.
Enjoy this time. Yeah, we need the rain. We absolutely need the rain. And the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, right up the road. Going up there for, you know, tonight, Thursday night, they have pizza, handmade pizza. Of course, lunch, dinner, and then music on the weekends. And Ann Coulter is coming. Ann Coulter is coming to town, March 23rd. And up at Anselmo's. Plus, we believe she's going to be on our show tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. Ann Coulter.
Yeah. Great thing for the North State.
It's tomorrow's Friday, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I think so. Okay. Enough announcements. Chief Rob Pelletti is sitting here just gasping here because he's gotten the latest, because he hasn't lived here very long. So he has been introduced to the Redding Allergy Club here.
He's got a cold and he just not, doesn't realize
this will come
just,
around every year about this time.
Yeah, hay fever and, yeah.
And
all kinds
and
of things.
And you think that after you've been here 4 or 5 years or just go away, you'll get used to it. And it does. It goes away for 2 years, and then the third year it comes back with something new.
Hay fever capital of the world.
Yeah, it must be. It seems like it.
Yeah.
So how are you doing, Rob?
We're doing very good.
Good.
Very good.
You're having a, we're having a, the city of Reading is honoring police officers today.
Yes.
Sheriffs and police officers today from Anderson, Shasta County, and Reading. You are going to be the guest speaker.
Yes.
Can't think of a better person. Tell us something about the people there.
Well, I don't know the ones from the other agencies all that well. I do know Becky Zufall from the Reading Police Department very well, and I'll tell you that I got the honor and privilege of presenting her with her Medal of Valor last week from the Reading Police Department, her and her partner, Russ Below, and she is just an outstanding...
That was a very dangerous incident she was in.
Absolutely.
By the way.
And you know, it just shows the courage and bravery that the officers that don this uniform every day and put themselves at risk for the betterment of their community on a daily basis, because we do have that element of our society that always is going to, you know, be violent and be willing to use violence against the police. And you know, Russ was wounded in that incident, and you know, Becky, no officer ever wants to make the decision to have to use deadly force against a person, but you know, it was completely warranted in that case, and she had the courage to be able to make that decision very quickly. And both of those officers are just very good quality people that exemplify the finest that law enforcement has to offer.
Well, the other officers that are being recognized is Officer Garrett Maxwell from the Anderson Police Department. He saved the life of a woman trying to commit suicide on the tracks. They drug her off for that. Officer Pete Roach, California Highway Patrol. And he's received two Century Awards for 100 or more DUI arrests. And last year, he single-handedly arrested 109 drivers on suspicion of DUI. I imagine when you might want to do is check when Officer Roach is on the road. And if you've been drinking, if you've sniffed the bottle, you probably don't want to be on the road there, because he can probably tell you. Of course, Officer Becky Zufall and Investigator Mike Wallace from the Shasta County District Attorney's Office. Been very, an integral part of investigations on violence, domestic violence, sexual assault, child abuse, and elder abuse. So
I believe there's a deputy, a sergeant from the sheriff's department as well.
I believe you're right. You're right. And there's also a Shasta County Marshal's Office, Deputy Dennis Mack. And he's already distinguished himself and is one of the department's defensive tactics instructors, and also an active in Avoid the Six. Deputy Probation Officer Bernard Wolf from the Shasta County Probation Officer. And Sergeant Troy Clegg, Shasta County Sheriff's Office. And we've seen Troy. His first local assignment was at Shasta County. He has just done a number of things. He found, this is the officer that was involved in saving the life of his fellow officer that it was just being had been assaulted by this guy out here on Oasis, and he's the one that came in and saved his life. So again, somebody that had to use force.
Well, and I'll tell you, I mean, he did, again, you know, nobody wants to have to make that decision, but he had the courage to make it. But you know, I've looked at the investigation, and I've seen the fight that the other deputy was in, and you know, he has, you know, I think the respect of everybody in law enforcement. We always talk in this profession that when you get in that situation, don't quit. And I think that deputy is definitely a definition of don't quit, and the bravery that it takes to stay alive in a situation like that.
Because he got hit, was he 27 staples? He was pretty well, beaten.
Yes.
By this guy, but he never quit.
Never quit. Always, he kept control of his handgun and kept control of his equipment as best he could, and still had the resiliency to be able to call for help and get that help from the sergeant. So, you know, that guy is just an exemplary person, an example of the finest that this profession has to offer.
Well, they need to be recognized,
and it's so appropriate that the community does this
yes.
luncheon. It's a very humbling experience to attend this luncheon every year and to see these people being recognized for the things they do for us above and beyond their call of duty every day, and so it's so appropriate that they're recognized by the community and by the.
When we did our award ceremony last week, we all like to have that image of the tough guy. You know, we're the cops, we're the macho guys. You know, I was reading off the incident that Officer Below and Officer Zufall were in, and I started getting a little choked up, because that is really, you know, truly my biggest fear as a police chief is that, you know, it's an honor and it's a privilege to be a police chief and lead an organization and deal with all the good things that come with it and the privilege of being a leader in the organization. But with that also comes the fact that, you know, you have that fear that someday you may have to respond to the police department or to the hospital because one of your officers has been injured and seriously injured or worse. And you know, that's something that I hope, you know, in the next 12 years or so that y'all are stuck with me, that I never have to face. And it really drives home, you know, how much courage it takes for these officers on a daily basis to put on this uniform and go out and serve their community. And to each of them, I salute them.
And we'll take a break on that. This is KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Plotty. We'll be right back.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Shasta County Grand Jury is one of the most important and exciting volunteer opportunities you could ever hope for if you're interested in helping make sure local governments and agencies operate in the best interests of our community. Listen to former grand jury members.
The grand jury is the public's watchdog, investigating local governments and officials.
I felt it was important to watch how taxpayer money is spent.
Serving on the grand jury is very rewarding. We really made a difference and I learned so much.
The Shasta County Grand Jury. The once-a-year window of opportunity to apply is right now. If you can serve about 15 hours a week for a year, have the skills of listening, asking thoughtful questions, and helping write good reports with other interesting people, apply now at ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. There's also a four-minute video there you'll enjoy watching. Go to ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. Do it now. ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. If you don't ask the tough questions, who will?
When you're low on finances, the last thing you need is a collision repair bill. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Unfortunately, the truth is, a vehicle collision never occurs at a convenient time. It surprises many people to learn that there may be expenses not fully covered by insurance. Vehicle parts that are worn, such as tires, batteries, and the paint job, may be depreciated. In other words, the insurance company will pay only a portion of the repair, and the vehicle owner will have to come up with the balance. Then there is the expense of the rental car and an unexpected deductible. Coachmaster can help. We have made arrangements with a national credit company for a 6-month no-interest loan to help when unexpected expenses occur. Stop by for complete details. Credit is often established with a simple phone call. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 8:45 in the morning, March the 8th. Phone line to your 530-605-4567. If you have a question for our guest, Reading Police Chief Rob Plotty, I'm in here with Trish Clark every other Thursday, you know, voice next to me.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's, great coffee, great prices, anything you want for coffee. They sell it there. Beans, your coffee beans, the deluxe beans, and you get a 16-ounce bag vice a 12-ounce bag that you get in other places, the finest walk-in humidor in the state, and they will meet or beat any tobacco price in this town, and they are local. Remember, they are local. They do so much for our community. Joe and Shelley do. Been in business for 35 years. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew. Good morning, Chief. Welcome back.
Thanks.
Now, we were talking, you know, one of the things you were talking about, was a question that came in was graffiti. And, you know, I haven't noticed graffiti growing, but some people say that it is. It's starting to come out. Has it started coming up again?
And,
okay.
And, you know, unfortunately, the graffiti abatement team has been cut in half, and Bob Brandon is now kind of a one-man show. And if he sees it, he stops and takes care of it. But what I'm noticing now is a lot of it on private businesses. And, you know, I encourage those private businesses to go paint over it as fast as they can. The other thing is that, you know, there's only so many officers and there's only one Bob. So if you see it, please call that graffiti hotline so that Bob can get it on his schedule to go, you know, remove it from those bridges and other things that he takes care of. But I still, you know, encourage the private businesses, too, that, you know, if your store gets graffiti, take a picture of it. File a report online if you don't want to wait for the officer, but you know, get that off there as fast as possible. Because when you look at graffiti, you have two types of graffiti. You have gang graffiti and you have urban artists. And the urban artists are looking for notoriety. So the longer it stays there, the more you're giving them what they're looking for. And if you paint over it quickly, then you're not a place that's open to giving them that notoriety because it doesn't stay there more than a couple of hours. So, you know, it helps us to be able to get that off as fast as possible, but please photograph it and still make the report online so that we can, you know, file those pictures and see what that moniker is, because those people tag the same thing over and over and over because that's what gets them the notoriety. And then if we can tie them all together, then it's a bigger case or more cases that we can take against that person.
But if it is your business, I think the most important thing you said there is go take the picture of it and then paint over it.
Absolutely, as quickly as possible.
A little personal responsibility and kind of helping out in your community.
How about breaking their little hands?
Well, you know, one of the things that...
paint over them.
One of the things that we did in the jurisdiction that I came from is, you know, the kids had to go out and paint over graffiti with the graffiti truck. And actually, that's part of one of the things that some of the people coming out on... you know, AB 109 or working off community service, we can utilize them to work with Bob Brennan and do the community cleanup of the homeless encampments and the graffiti and other things.
That's the other thing, too, is Don Kirk's been rolling around through here, and he'll come in on the show here, but he said he was talking to you about the possibility of setting up a permanent homeless camp here in town. I don't know if he's mentioned that to you, but he said he wanted to talk to he's talking to people about it. And there's a place, I guess, up here that has offered up some room, but I'm not sure that's a good idea.
Well, you know, there's places that have had some reasonable success with it, and there's places that haven't. And, you know, I have concerns about how you're going to provide security for it. You know, as an Army quartermaster guy, I look at the logistics of it, and, you know, how are you going to get enough sanitation for porta toilets? Who's going to pay for the porta toilets and who's going to pay for the empty of them? How do you get shower facilities? How do you get laundry facilities? You know, what are you going to do about drugs and other things that are going to inherently come into a homeless encampment? And, you know, I don't know. You know, I would have to look at a solid plan of exactly how they're going to do that, those issues, before I would support something like that.
And you know, you have to realize that there is such a network among that goes up and down the state, and as soon as it becomes known that there is an authorized place for these people, then we're dealing with all of the homeless from up and down the state. I'm the first one to say we need to try to get them out of that position and get them into a different state where they're not homeless anymore. But I have been on record for many, many years and not supporting a homeless shelter in Shasta County, and boy, I would hate to see that happen.
Well, I think you have a big difference, and maybe you just used the wrong word, between a homeless shelter and a homeless camp.
A homeless camp. Good News Rescue Mission does a wonderful job, and they, I think the thing they've got going for them is they're not into the government money. They can still pray at them. It doesn't hurt. It's like chicken soup. And you know, I encourage the community to get behind Good News Rescue Mission and those kinds of places that try to make a difference in these people's lives and get them out of that thing. But for us to set up a place to encourage them to come there and be homeless makes no sense.
The difficult part is not those that want to change their condition, because there's a lot of services to help them do that. And most of them that want to help or want to change their condition can get the help to do that in some way, shape, or form. It's those that don't want the help that have that drug addiction or, you know, mental illness or other condition that don't want or aren't willing to accept the help. And, you know, if we could find a way to get them to realize that they need the help, well, that's the best, you know, case scenario. But
then we help them out of that.
A lot of them just don't want to follow rules because they want to do drugs and they don't want to be told when to go to bed. And, you know, they don't want... It's a counterculture of homeless, and getting them to realize the condition that's actually causing them to be in that, and getting them out of that condition is hard. And it's even harder right now with this economy and this unemployment rate. So, you know, we have a lot of good people in this community that try very hard to help them do that.
Okay, we've got to take a break. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Pletty, graffiti, people coming back, realignment. We talked about a lot of stuff today. We come back, we want to talk about cell phones and people driving, and are y'all going after them? One of our comments here was on his motorcycle yesterday and almost became a bug on her windshield, and she had a cell phone in her ear. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a watt.
He took the midnight train, goes.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet. And Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased. And so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just have a website, no. We have a get-it-done site, AdvanceAutoParts.com. Need a hard-to-find part? Done. Need to save money? Done. Need it fast? Done. And right now, visit AdvanceAutoParts.com and save 15% off orders of $50 or more. Done, 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 done. AdvanceAutoParts.com. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
See AdvanceAutoParts.com for details.
Thank you for shopping at Bastiani Arms. It is now 6 o'clock and we are now closed. Please bring your purchases up to the register at this time.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Just kidding.
The good guys at Bastiani Arms will continue to give you the attention and service you've come to expect, even if you need them after hours. They still treat every customer the old-fashioned way, with respect and first-class customer service. If you're buying a new gun anytime soon, remember Bastiani Arms, your locally owned and operated firearms dealer. New or used, Bastiani Arms is Redding's most knowledgeable firearms dealer on handguns, rifles, shotguns, and off-list AR lower receivers. No fishing poles or camping equipment sold here. No, sir. Bastiani Arms is Redding's exclusive firearms dealer. They appreciate your business and thank you for keeping your dollars here in our community. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Redding. Join the revolution.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Well, I won't. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Botland is on assignment, but Trish Clark is here as she is every other Thursday. This is the Trish Clark and Carl Bott show.
Yes.
We tomorrow, Ann Coulter, still on the schedule tomorrow during the 8 o'clock hour. So you can ask questions, see what she thinks about everything that's going on with politics and Republicans and liberals and everything like that. Linda's show tonight, On the Spot with Linda Bott, starts at 6 p.m. And she's got all types of guests tonight. It's going to be a great show. And
one
giveaways.
Of the things about her show is it's such a variety. She pops from one subject to the next subject. It's a great show. Yeah. Everybody ought to listen to it.
Yeah, you don't worry. You have to worry about politics. She talks about everything that's going on in town. Has everybody that's doing something is on her show. Okay. And speaking of people that do have something for our community every day, Reading Police Chief Rob Pletty is on, and we have a caller. Jay, good morning.
Hey, good morning. You know, I was listening to you, and, you know, I drive a lot of people who are homeless in my line of work. And one thing I have noticed is that many of them receive checks from the government, disability, Social Security, some combination thereof. And what the way they live usually is a lifestyle change, because they could have a cheap apartment, but they can't do it and still drink. Or they can't do it and still do this or still do that. So much of our issue really is lifestyle choices more than being people forced into it, because as was pointed out before the break, there are many assistance systems set up in this town to help people.
I think you're right, Jay. I think this is what the chief, you said that, you know, a lot of it is if they just changed their lifestyle, we wouldn't be having some of these problems.
Personal responsibility issues.
So, I mean, I don't want to sound mean, but if a person makes a choice, whose right is it of ours to try to force them out of it? Just let them live with the consequences of their choices.
Well,
that is the ultimate freedom, isn't it?
The problem that we're having right now is the unsanitary conditions that they're creating in the areas that they choose to make their homeless encampments. Bob routinely removes 800 to 1,000 pounds of rotting garbage from homeless encampments. And the other part comes into that sanitary issue that I was talking about, where, you know, where's the human feces going around these homeless encampments?
But aren't there fines and kinds of things for that, or is jail too full and we can't do anything to them?
Yeah, who's going to pay the fine? So, you know, it's creating what I believe is a public health problem for the rest of the community, especially down in areas like the bike trail and other things. So
I don't think
it's a problem.
I don't think Jay's for putting up an encampment. He's just saying is that they make their own choice like that. Let them save themselves. Like we just had a comment. You know what? I pay all my taxes and I see them going to these people that have cell phones. They're smoking cigarettes, and they you see them doing all these things, yet they're homeless and yet they're being taken care of. Yet they have things that people who pay taxes don't have.
One of the things
they're in better shape than some of us, and I work 60 hours a week. Exactly.
One of the things.
Okay, Jay. Thanks a lot.
One of the things we're creating,
have a great day, guys.
And we're going to encourage people to use is we're going to make some cards and put them on the Reading Police website that show all the services available to the homeless, and encourage people to print those out and give those to the homeless rather than money, because those are the agencies that can actually help them. And if you give them money, then it's just going to, you know, the alcohol, the drugs, or the things that are contributing to their homelessness. So we're trying to come up with a system to prevent that.
Well, Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti, this is our emergency activation system here. It tests itself, you know, it tests itself when it wants to. We don't push a button. And not unless, I guess, if there's something coming, but ordinarily we would know that. Anyway, thanks so much for being here on the show.
Absolutely.
And we will see you Saturday at Festa Italiana. People want to come down and meet the good police chief and see him in his mufti, his civilian clothes. Come on down to Festa Italiana Saturday. And Trish Clark, thank you so much. Are we going to see you there?
Absolutely.
Oh, Trish is going to be there. I'm going to be there. Linda's going to be there. You're going to hear Linda sing. It's going to be a great time. And tomorrow, Ann Coulter is coming on the show tomorrow. Just remember, it's a good.